Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Thank you for tuning into this program, Psalms of Hope. I wonder, are there days you have so many thoughts rumbling around in your mind you don't know what to do next? Well, that's the way I feel today. Maybe you feel that way sometimes also. So I'm going to share some bits and pieces of things that God has taught me how to keep His peace in my heart through experiences, probably insignificant, but meaningful. And of course, I'm going to share promises of His peace from the Bible. You know, with all of the events in our nation and our world, there are times it's not easy to be at peace. And due to circumstances and events in our lives that we can't control, that too can cause us unrest. And yet, I believe God would not have told us to seek after peace if it weren't possible to attain it in spite of our circumstances. In John 14:27, Jesus said, "I'm leaving you my peace. I'm giving it to you." And then let me read the rest of the verse from the Amplified Bible translation, where Jesus continues, "Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to become unsettled." Wow, I find sometimes even the evening news makes me agitated and unsettled. And yet, Jesus said, don't let that happen. You know, some years ago in a city where we used to live, we heard that some gangs of young teens had broken into a local store and then on down the street to another house just to trash it. It was quite frightening for the homeowners. Indeed, the world can be dangerous, and it makes sense for us to be careful. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but when I let my fears get ahead of the facts, I can make the world seem a darker place than it is, simply by my own thoughts. And yes, when we let fear come in, rational or not, then God's peace leaves our heart. Well, the celebrant singers sing about a wonderful promise from the Lord. They sing, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace."
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful assurance for us. God will keep us in perfect peace as we turn to Him. Well, today I'm sharing incidences of ways that God has shown me how to keep His peace in my heart. I hope they'll be good reminders for you too. One of my early experiences when I remember feeling God's presence in my life occurred when I was about 5 years old. I usually resisted going to bed, but my mom seemed satisfied if at least I went to my room. So sitting in my bed one night, a frustrated five-year-old, I propped myself up on my pillows and finally I began to sing the song, Jesus Loves Me, that I had learned in Sunday school. As I sang it over and over, I felt a love so profound come into my little heart, and everything seemed at peace in my heart and in my little world. That loving presence stayed with me until I drifted off to sleep. Well, from that time on, whenever I felt the need for solitude from the hubbub of our busy family, I would crawl into my bed and snuggle in the pillows and sing my song. At that age, I couldn't have explained it in words, but somehow God was in the stillness of that little room, gently making Himself known to this little girl from South Dakota. Now, as a busy adult with lots of responsibilities, it's hard to make time to quiet my mind and wait for that peaceful presence of God. Sometimes I wish I could just crawl back up on those pillows and listen to the softly falling rain on the roof of our house and hear God speak to me in every peaceful drop. Yes, stillness doesn't come as easily as it did when I was young and distractions were fewer. But I've learned that if you want to know love, patience, peace, and forgiveness for yourself and others, you have to make the effort to rediscover that quiet place within you where God dwells. And so, these years of my life, this next song has become my prayer. Here are the praise and worship group singing, I Want to Be Where You Are.
Dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table.
presence. Well, on this program, I'm talking about finding God's peace, which, of course, we'll find in His presence, won't we? You know, the book of Proverbs says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel." Well, I had the opportunity to practice that verse some time ago. I went to pay for my groceries and ended up standing in a long, slow line. The girl at the counter was training another clerk, and the trainee began making mistakes, and of course, the line slowed down even more. Remembering my own days on my first job, I felt sorry for the trainee, so I turned to the woman behind me and said, "The first time I worked on a cash register, I hit the wrong button and charged $75 for a pack of gum." "Well, I couldn't remember how to make change either," the lady said. "I would beg people for exact change so I wouldn't have to." Well, we laughed and continued talking, and some of the other people in the slow line who overheard us brought up their bad experiences of working on their first jobs. And the grumbling slowly stops, and the trainee clerk stopped feeling so nervous since we weren't watching her, and she was able to work a little faster. Was it an earth-shaking event? No. Did I stop World War III single-handedly? Hardly. But I did bring a measure of peace into my own little world. Do I always act in a peaceful manner? I wish I could tell you yes, but you wouldn't believe me anyway. But we can ask God to help us answer in a peaceful way when we're in a difficult time of our lives. No, it's not what the news says or what another person does, and it does not matter the circumstances. We can ask God to let His peace rule in our heart and mind. Well, there is a song we all love, and I haven't played it on this program for years, but it is what we all experience as we live with the Lord. The song is "Amazing Grace." And now here is Gary McSpadden.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have was grace that brought us far, and His grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I was blind, but now I see.
Oh, God's grace extended toward us, no matter what we've done, is truly amazing, isn't it? Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And my theme, finding God's peace in our lives, is sometimes hard. At times when my own life becomes hectic and seemingly out of control, I am reminded of an elderly Indian woman we saw once while we were driving through the Arizona foothills. She wore a large brown sweater over her dark skirt that hung almost to the ground. And her face was weathered and wrinkled from being in the hot sun day after day, month after month. But what I remember most was the complete stillness and serenity as she stood perfectly still on a little knoll overlooking her herd of sheep. Amazingly, she was still standing there close to the same spot hours later, as we returned from lunch in the nearby town. Yes, sometimes in our busy lives, it's very difficult to slow down and be still enough to wait upon the Lord in quiet prayer and to listen as God speaks to us through the Bible, perhaps through some special verse, such as when Jesus said in John 16:33, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me." Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Oh, what a blessing to know He promises that we can have our peace in Him. Yes, He'll never leave us or forsake us, and He has written even our name on the palm of His hand, so He'll never forget us. However, I've found if I don't take time for reading God's promises in the Bible, it's very easy to lose that sense of His peace. So may I encourage you, when life gets overwhelming, remember, you can always depend on Jesus to be with you. Now here's a song that will remind you how to keep His peace in your heart. It's "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Oh, what a beautiful song to remind us to turn our eyes upon Jesus. Well, I hope my theme, finding God's peace for your life, was also facilitated in your heart by the music that I chose for you. You know, I know that there are days that His peace just seems to escape us, doesn't it? Recently, I had a day like that. It was already afternoon time, and I hadn't been able to focus on my writing. I wasn't getting the chapter in my book finished like I had hoped. I worried about the possible terrorist attack in our nation. I worried about the world situation. Was anyone safe anymore? Then my concern turned to my friends in Israel and their safety. Then I thought about my dwindling finances, and that reminded me of some forms I needed to fill out. Whew, there were so many things rumbling around in my head. Finally, I decided to take a walk down to the park. Well, the exercise helped a little, and back inside, I decided to open my Bible to help me turn my thoughts back to the Lord and get back to a place of peace. I thought I remembered that I had marked a verse near the end of the book of the old prophet Haggai. I thought maybe I'd look at it and it would help me settle my thoughts so I could work. Well, I couldn't find the scripture I was looking for, but I found another one, and it said, God said, work, for I am with you. Well, that did the trick. It was almost like God Himself was speaking to me, and I had to laugh. I guess even God was getting frustrated with my lack of production that day. But I was reminded that sometimes we do create our own unrest, don't we? Well, I hope that these thoughts that I've shared and the songs I've played have been a blessing to you today to remind you to seek after God's peace. And our time together is over. And you know, it would make my day if you would write or email me. It's only if I hear from you that I know you're listening. And if you can tuck in a gift or donate on our website, it helps to pay for the airtime. And that would be a blessing too. So take a moment and write to me as soon as the program's over so you don't forget. And do tune in same time next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.